Steam, Steel, and Murder, back again with another session of our ongoing campaign. This is Session 60, Part 2, where we conclude the story Murder in the Dark. Some of the events in the scenario were borrowed from the Terra Incognita supplement, We're Archaeologists, Not Grave Robbers, by Grey Ghost Pressed. We've received a new iTunes review, thank you D. Gibson, and we'll read your review during our next session. The countdown to the end of the season continues, two more full sessions spread out over the next month on the feed. Enjoy Session 60, Part 2. All right, and we're back. Lost you there for a minute, Nick.
Yeah.
Okay, so yes, you have pushed the knot in the belt, and nothing happened. There was a definite click on the other end.
Perhaps the mechanism is worn out. I'm loath to touch. Right. Well, does the other one also look like a mechanism?
You can't seem to tell any difference in it. It doesn't look like it to you. I will remind the player that his alertness roll was abysmal.
Yes, it was. Ooh, found.
Yes.
Yes. You guys, except for Hundergard, you guys do start to hear the sound.
I am going to go and push out a button. Sod it.
I'm going to go push what other button?
If there's a button on the opener of ways, not on pushing that.
Ah, okay, yes. You do discern that there is a button. You push it. And, pardon me just for a second.
Remind you of Anubis's role in things.
Yeah, whatever. Let's just move on with this. Three PCs, damn it.
Yeah, this is boring. I do not want to spit the dex.
Ah, crap. Sorry.
We're deleting a black box, which is hiding the rest of the map. However, it's causing the map to jump around.
Okay, can you guys see the area I just revealed?
Nope. Yes. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, what happens, actually, a section of wall, actually, there is a catch when you push the button. There's a grinding sound, and a section of wall in front of you there swings open.
Hmm. How about that? Mm-hmm. Obviously, it just took a few moments.
Yes, everyone's actually looked at the map. This is not on your map.
If we cannot head back, then we should press on in hope of another exit, while our various teams hopefully excavate our entranceways. Is this gas flammable?
I don't know. I would have to light it to find out, and given our situation, I'm loath to do that, sir.
Well, then we'll stick with electrical lamps for now.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what it unveils is this corridor that slopes down at a fairly steep angle. It's a little wider than the corridor that you came here in. It's about 5 feet wide. The ceiling is low, but it's a 6-foot ceiling.
Unless anyone else would like to lead.
Can you guys see letters on the tiles?
Yes.
Yep. I could when I didn't accidentally
A and B.
Okay. Come on,
death
reload.
Trap A and faster. Death trap B.
Just ignore that. I don't want to go through the time to fix it.
I will take the lead because I am a native and therefore expendable.
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm. And howdy.
Right.
By the way, that your handy new garments have the words Minesweeper written on them.
No, they don't. So, what's up?
Okay, so you head in first. okay, it's fairly dark. Are you yourself holding a light?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Slopes down. It's a very steep angle. You notice that the rock here on the ground is actually more like cobblestone. It is worked. It's uneven. It's not good flat cobblestone, but this is definitely a worked passage. It is, however, slick.
Hmm.
And actually, as you're noticing that slick, you notice that there actually is a very thin sheen of running water.
Hmm. And a cat.
Yes.
I will request that someone establish a piton and some ropes, so I might, in case I slip, it is wet.
You cannot speak the native speaker. You are a very good native speaker. Well, English speaker. Yeah. Yes, I'll hand it down like the ropes and secure our line from earlier.
And I will continue on.
All right. As Marlo traipses into the tunnel, move yourself onto the A.
Okay.
Yeah. Right before you put your foot down, since you're kind of wary and your role for the scene was quite high at an 8, You notice the floor looks very different. For a good 6 feet in front of you, running all the way out to the edges of the wall. You're about to put your foot down when you notice this. Who's behind Marlo? Go ahead and just pile yourself in. Actually, what's going to happen here is the... Oh, shoot. Sorry. Why can't I move my tokens anymore? Oh, that's why. I can't move my tokens anymore. What's
going on? You don't own them.
Or are you...
No. I'm on the right level.
Okay, you're on the right
player. Okay, there we go. Jasper actually pushes in right behind you, Hundergard. He's kind of a big walrus of a man. He's probably in his early 30s, but he's a bit more worn. He looks a little older than that. Still physically fit, a man who's kind of round, but it's hiding a lot of compact muscle. And then his two aides are going to, whoever wants to insert themselves in behind Jasper, you can. But then his two aides are kind of behind him. The girl is going to come up in the rear, Angela. And she's paying particular care to, like, she's basically doing, she's got a sketch pad out, and she's sketching out a lot of the tapestry and the murals that you're seeing. But she will come in last.
All right,
so what do you do, Marlo? Your keen senses of save my ass have been going off in your brain, telling you not to put that foot down.
Okay, I will say trap. And I will point it out, and then I will look and see if there are any handholds or other places where there looks to be some type of safe passage.
Actually, how much does your dog add to you? 3?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, you don't catch it. But your dog actually puts out like a, flattens his ears and makes a whine right before you put your foot down.
Oh, okay.
So, which you know is the subtle hint from your dog.
Yes, trap. I look around and see if I can see anything.
Alright. You get down really low to the ground and you notice that, actually it's a painted surface. It's painted to look like the other cobblestones. Ooh. You pick at it a little bit and it's basically just like the trap door that you guys came down from. It's a covering of reed and, different woven materials, and the top is painted to look like the cobblestones. You kind of peel it back and essentially that whole square there is a pit. Nice. So you need to find some way across it. It's 6 feet across. Could try and jump.
How wide is this?
It goes all the way to the edge. So there's no edge. You will jump it.
I jump it.
I was going to ask, how wide is the passage itself?
The passage is 5 feet.
Yeah. I take a few steps back and take a running jump.
Whee! Athletics roll.
All right. I'm a PC, damn it.
A 6. Bert, does my... Does the low light lens on my camera, am I getting anything that resembles a good picture down here?
You've got plenty of light around you, and yes, your low light is able to get you some good pictures. But remember, your camera is kind of bulky. Yeah, you could have brought it, that's fine. But okay. it is kind of a largest box.
Yeah, and I'm writing a book, so I would.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. Just keep in mind that you are kind of weighed down by it.
Yeah. Let's see.
Okay, 6 feet with that kind of roll is not a problem.
Okay.
Unfortunately, you land on the other side.
Okay.
What's Marlo, once again, with the exceptional roll you made at the beginning there, there is a sound of grinding from the roof above you.
Sweet!
And you're able to get out of the way just as a large boulder falls down on that little square marked B. And you're in front of it, yeah. And this is all, like I said, a really, got a very large incline. So it starts rolling very quickly after you. It just about fills the whole corridor.
I do the Indiana Jones thing! I book it with Frederick! All right. Let's go!
Give me an initiative roll.
Hell yes, Frederick follows me.
Yeah, well, companion goes with you.
Yep. Watch. Does Frederick add for initiative or
no? No, it doesn't add for initiative.
So, 5.
Hold on a second.
That set the close. I wasn't joking when I said it had Minesweeper written on the back of it.
No, we're PCs. Fuck this. Let's go.
Yeah. Okay, can you see that room now or not?
Nope.
I see nothing.
Nada.
How about now?
Yep.
Ooh, okay. Yes. All right. So you book it. Yes, your initiative is enough that the speeding boulder is not faster than you. It was an ear thing. This room widens out. But what is not marked on here is basically at each point. Mm-hmm. Points are here. There is a pillar. There's four pillars basically just arrayed out in a square. And you run right down the middle, and the boulder lodges itself. Bring yourself forward to see.
Okay.
The boulder lodges itself between the two pillars that you just passed by.
All right.
Well. Okay. Now this chamber is taller, so there is room to scramble up over the boulder to get into this room. And all of you back in the corridor kind of see this.
I continue exploring.
Okay. Did he keep the line with him when he jumped, or is the line on our side?
I assume that it's still attached. Well, no. I guess you would have had to drop it, because otherwise you would have to play it out, and it would have taken you too long to do that.
Okay, that's no problem. Yeah,
it's on your side.
Yeah, so I guess I will jump next with the line.
Okay, athletics roll.
Be squished between the two boulders!
Looking for a two.
That's fine. I'll have lots. I think there's a five.
Okay. Now, if you want to not... Okay, it's five, no problem. Okay, you get across, and you can go ahead and move yourself up to... Here, I'll just move you here. Up to where the boulder is. All right, let's see if Jasper can do this. He grabs hold of the rope.
The reason I've taken the line over is because I'm going to then attach that to the floor.
How are you attaching it to the floor?
I've got the pitons.
Okay, you start hammering the pitons in. You notice that the rock is a particularly crumbly sort. The piton cannot get a good grip on the bottom. And as you do that, a spurt of water shoots you in the eye. You notice the floor is quickly, there's now, where it was just the Barashina water before, it is like now half an inch.
I plug it. Another man with good strength to help secure the line over here for our companions.
There are the pillars. You could rope it around the pillar.
I'll scramble back over.
Do they look secure?
Yeah.
Yes, they do. Yeah, they look very secure.
Yeah, so we tie it around the pillar.
Okay, good enough. All right, everyone else, as long as you have an athletic score, you can make it across just fine. Jasper does not. Oh, my.
Bye. We didn't like you anyway.
No.
He attempts the jump, and it's not even close. His bulk only gets him about halfway across, but he grabs the rope, and he kind of pulls it into the pit with him, and he's able to scramble up.
Damn you for setting that rope!
All right.
I am not in favor of that.
Is the water flowing into the pit or not? I can't quite get
to it is. Yes, it is. But it looks like it's still welling up on the other side of the pit as well. All right. If you're interested in looking, give me an investigation roll.
I'll be one of the later ones through, so yes, I'll take a look as I go through. I was going to say, I'm one of the last to go through with Smith after me. Where's my investigation? Doink is that. So I'll push that button. Doink. Five.
Ah, nice. There is a series of very small holes at the base where the wall meets the floor, and the water is coming out of these holes. And these holes are just as far down the corridor along the murals as far as you can see. They looked originally like they were plugged, and then the water pressure pushed the plugs out.
Has anyone got some fast acting concrete on them?
All right, so everyone comes into this room. There is a lot more murals on the wall. The murals seem to be telling a story. Underguard is not a story you're familiar with. The lady in the back is furiously copying down the art. She has, take a look, it's an exacting detail, and she's very quick with her drawings, but they're very precise.
What's the running translation, or at least the gist of it?
If you want to stay and figure it out, I will give you that. Otherwise, just looking at it, it seems to be the builder of this tomb was some sort of not holy man. It's not the idea that you're getting, more like a healer or a builder. You can't quite make it out. If you stay in here longer to get the whole story, you could get it.
An inventor of death traps.
His name was Tesla.
Lighter gas, maybe, but I'm guessing it's flooding this entire area, so we ought to get a move on. Please document it thoroughly. This is an amazing find. Congratulate you on your good choice of dig site.
Oh, yes. Now, if we could just make it out of here.
That would be an added bonus. Seem to be some of our companions left on the other side of the pit.
Who's still back there?
Jameis and the two goons.
Oh, yes. I believe Jameis has an athletics zero. Everyone else is able to get across.
Just not much moving on our tokens in there because it's just really crowded.
Yeah, that's fine.
Right. So, what do we have here? Any other passages?
Yes.
Play the light around.
I advance!
Yeah, sorry. I put some of this on different levels. It's not a bit that way.
Yep. Sometimes a bit of a...
Okay, can you guys see anything?
One tile.
One tile.
Oh, and the passageway onto what looks like the background.
How about now?
Ah, more tiles.
Okay. As you go along here, Gavin, sorry. Marlo.
I know we're both sneaky, but I'm the killy sneaky. Yeah. And he's
this quarter sneaky. That you're coming down here, there's now a good, 2 inches of water, and the cobblestones are incredibly slick. So you're really not able to walk down so much as you get your balance and you just kind of surf down the corridor. Athletics roll, that you have is good enough that you're expecting it. There's no surprise, so you can do it, just fine. But you just kind of slide down the corridor until you enter this chamber that you're in now. And this chamber is, it's flat. But because it's flat, the water is now up to your ankles in here.
Pass the line down to him so he can secure it down there.
Okay. Once again, there are pillars in this room. Sorry. All the main rooms have pillars in it, so you can attach the rope to
so
pillars.
So when it's got that tile type.
Yeah, there's pillars. Right.
All
right.
6 or 4?
What's that?
How many pillars? Four.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
I examine around.
Yeah. This is another, there's another mural on the wall. It seems to be a continuation of a story. You don't know this sort of language, so it's lost to you.
Yep.
Everyone else coming down. Athletics, if you have an athletics of less than 2, 2 or less, give me a roll. Otherwise, you can make it down just fine. And it's the same thing. You can't really walk down the corridor. You just have to let yourself slide through the water.
Seems like a rope to hang on to now.
Yep.
I effectively have a 2 with my shoes, so. Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Yeah, that'll work.
Matthew, you seem to have some sort of chemical ability. Is this water toxic or plain or?
She pulls another vial from her little belt on the side, her little utility belt.
she's back here.
takes a sample of the water, swishes it around, and she says, I wouldn't drink it, but it doesn't look toxic.
Empathy read on her. Is she putting on an act or is she really like this? Because at the moment she looks like spy material.
Give me a roll.
Yeah.
Empathy?
Yep, I have very good empathy. That's 6.
No, she seems to be very involved in her task. She seems to know what she's doing. Apparently she's a chemist of some sort and an awful good artist. She's being very earnest about everything she said. You can't tell more than that because you haven't engaged her in conversation. Everything that she seems to have told you so far is, she seems to be very, deliberate and very truthful about it.
People are finally down here. What's the story down here?
Who are you asking?
No, I'm looking around. See what.
Oh, you're looking at the story. Okay, it's a continuation. Once again, the gist of it is apparently this medicine man / builder built a tomb for a pharaoh. The pharaoh will be Setna. Once again, if you want to spend more time, you can get more of the story, but otherwise that is the cursory view.
I use the time in which people arrive.
Sorry, I'm revealing areas. Give me a second.
Yeah. What does swimming go off? Does that go off in Linux as well?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
I don't understand why I can't. That's why. Okay. Huzzah. Do you see some more there now?
Yep.
Okay. All right, Marlo, before you step into this room, let me describe it there. It's laid out in a cross. And the far end of it looks like it's collapsed. That's where my little beacon went off. But there's a little air gap at the top where your light kind of flickers off of. There's a larger passage behind it. There also appears to be a passage in this area that is opened. The tiles, though, are similar stonework as the stone you're coming down, but it's multicolored in just the way you see. Kind of there's a reddish area, and then it's bisected by a grayish area.
Okay, I advance.
So you step on the red area then?
Yep, sure. All right.
Sorry.
So, okay.
Okay, can you see the area below it?
Yep.
Okay, very good. Okay, so, okay, don't go that far.
Okay.
Go back to the red area.
Okay.
Okay, step on the red area, and when you do so, there's a grinding sound of stone, and the three tiles of the gray area drop out. They just fall over into, like, a big pit. So what you're left with is you've got this stone and this stone with a large chasm in between. You've got this side over here is blocked by stone, and this side is a passage.
But there's no tiles to reach it now.
No, there's no tiles to reach it. And the water on the floor now is kind of like pouring down into the pit that was exposed. And actually, you hear it hitting more water below you.
Okay. But I can advance?
You cannot advance.
You need to move back to here.
No, back to that red tile.
Wait, I don't see...
The first tile, right here.
Okay, so I step there, and now this is a pit, and this is a pit.
All three of these tiles have dropped away.
Okay.
As this happens, you hear a scream reverberating somewhere behind this wall.
Oh, what? Say, hello? Are you dead?
There is no answer.
Well, that's a pretty good sign.
And the professor looks over to you and says, "My, where do you get your guides? He speaks impeccable English."
We are with the society. They only hire the best.
Mm-hmm. All right. I look down. What is the? Can't see the bottom.
Can't see the bottom.
Right here. I take a step back and look down at this. Are the red tiles depressed now? Or
yes, actually, the whole 6-foot section is lower than the section you just came from.
Okay. Well, Hunter Guard, look around. See if there's some way to undepress
them. Yes, I will do a thorough examination of the area we're in.
Yeah, I'll help them.
Okay. I mean, the piece of quarter there was definitely a pressure plate. There does not seem to be a way to reset it, though, as the three central stones have fallen below. There doesn't be a way to retrieve them.
And with a keen eye, do the tiles on the other side appear to be the same? Another pressure plate.
You can't tell.
Okay. Let's tie a rope, lower it down into the pit, and let me just walk across, this section so I can get to the other side.
Okay. So you're going to lower a rope into the pit and you're going to climb down?
And then I'm going to use the pit at the rope as a pendulum and swing myself back and forth, and see if I can't reach, get enough momentum going so I can reach the top over here.
Okay. So you're going to anchor the rope to one of the pillars in the other room, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to drop it down and you're going to swing on it. Okay. Who's holding a light? Because you can't do that and hold the light at the same time.
I have a light.
All right. So you're going to play a light on him. All right. So as you swing, you're on the rope and you start trying to get some momentum as you kind of rock yourself back and forth. Mm-hmm. And, you hear behind you below you the sound of like rushing water and, the sound is getting louder. Something brushes your foot. you can't see. Yeah, it's something just kind of whipped out, brushed your foot, and unfortunately, the light did not illuminate it.
Point it down! Point it down!
Directly down?
Okay, it's just black. I mean, you can see the reflection off of water, but the light doesn't carry far enough.
Yeah. Pull out a piece of hardtack and drop that down.
Okay. All right. You drop some food down. You hear below you the sound of something chopping water, like a frenzy below you.
Crocodiles? That's normal. Nah, it's famous for its crocodiles.
All right. Give me an athletics roll there to see if you can pendulum yourself up. -4. This is kind of a difficult move you're doing here.
All right.
You just need a 1 success, but you're at a -4 to do it.
Damn. A 2.
A 2, okay. It's not pretty, but you're able to swing over enough to grab the tile and to pull yourself over. Rope's still attached to you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And you can wander into that room, and that room does indeed have the four pillars again.
Okay. I will take off the rope, wind it across, and say, shimmy on over.
Tied it securely?
Yep.
Right then.
All right. Underguard's first, okay. What's your athletics, Underguard?
4.
Okay. You can shimmy across easily. You're halfway
over. You just rolled a D6.
I meant to.
Okay.
You're halfway over. And you're going kind of hand over hand, and something from below whips out and wraps itself around your ankle and starts pulling. You also feel pain as whatever it is shredding your pant leg. It's breaking skin, and it's kind of yanking on you.
Is he close enough that I can slice it?
No.
No. All right.
Ah!
Do you have a might roll?
Do I have... what do you want me to roll?
Might.
Ah, might. Have to ask for that. Okay. Where's my might list? Might is a 2. So that's a 2 at the moment.
Okay. That's actually enough. As you pull yourself over, it's painful. It shreds a bit more skin. Take a box 1. But you are able to just bull yourself across the rope and onto the tile and the ledge. You look down. Your pant leg is shredded and almost like a... It's like a vine had gotten around your leg, and just tore in like a circular pattern from, just right below your knee down to your ankle. And you're bleeding quite a bit.
Can I make a makeshift grenade out of and just toss it on down there?
Oh, dynamite.
Hey, except dynamite needs a fuse and you hear water. So.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. There is a way we could do it, but I'm saying no dynamite.
Yeah, I mean. We could, you know, have an internal casing, but, all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Jasper's going to try. He doesn't. No one else knows what happened. They didn't see it.
Don't cross.
Oh! Jasper is about to swing out on the rope, but he catches himself.
Don't cross. There is something in the water.
Something evil.
He plays his light down. Don't see anything.
Something crazy.
I am looking at the evidence, which is a leg covered in blood. My leg, to be precise. So if you don't mind, I'm going to bandage myself up and see if there is some way of securing passage for you.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So his two aides and and Angela come over and they're kind of looking down in the pit. Angela's got a light out, kind of playing it down there to see if she could see anything. Once again, it was too deep to really see anything. Yeah. So what are you doing there, guys, in the back? This would be looking, Gavin, and looking at what?
Just looking at the scene and looking at Mr. Hundergard bleeding in the distance.
No, wrong side.
Okay. Yeah, you can't. We're L-shaped. We're...
Damn. Okay, well, you know what I mean.
All right, so you're using maybe your wide-angle lens to get in the murals on the walls. You said you were snapping off pictures, okay. And behind you, what is Gavin doing?
I suspect not a lot, considering there isn't exactly a lot of room at the moment. I know what I'd like to do, but I don't think it can be worked out.
Which is?
Get that boulder to roll down here and then throw it down the pit at whatever the hell it is down there.
Mm, it's pretty firmly lodged between the two pillars.
Yeah, and that's it. It's not likely to happen anytime soon. But yes.
We'll see.
George looks a little unsteady on his feet.
George?
Yes.
Use your words, George, and by words, I mean fingers.
He's acting like he does when he gets a good drunk on.
Hello?
George? What's wrong, George?
I can hear you. Oh, we just lost somebody.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who dropped? For a second. Everyone else is still there. Okay. He's acting like he does when he gets a mean drunk on. He's kind of swaying around. He's got a goofy look on his face.
It's the guess, isn't it? Right. Okay. Well, I'm going to need some material. I'd like
the
that.
The problem is it's lighter than air gas.
Right. Okay. I'm going to have to use my shirt here. I'm going to get my shirt, rip off a bit. I've still got my jacket, so I can, you know, I'm not. And then tie it around his face. Wet it in the water and tie it around his face. To,
right. So you're making makeshift,
makeshift gas mask. Hmm. Yeah. And for us as well. It's like the one for me as well.
Right. Yeah. You will need to use up a fair amount of your water to do that.
No, the water that's running all over the place.
Oh, you're using that water. Okay.
That's plenty of water there. It's not toxic, so it's enough to filter out stuff. As I said, it may be stale water, but it's not exactly...
Okay. George readily does this, as everyone else do. Jasper and his men, see it as a good idea. They pull out handkerchiefs, as all gentlemen should carry, and they let them down.
Okay. Yeah, I'm using this so I can tie it around, so I don't have to hold up a handkerchief all the time. Stop that. I need my hands.
The water smells disgusting. It smells just kind of dank and bitter, and it's just got a foul smell to it, but.
It works.
Okay. Meanwhile, Hunter Guard, your leg's been flayed, in like a spiral pattern. You're just kind of tied up with some cloth as best you can.
Some form of cephalopod. He's like, try to tie it all up. Mm-hmm.
Grenade.
We have no grenades. I could use a hand.
As you guys are planning your next phase, there's a gunshot that rings out. Distant, not close to you.
Is it from beyond where the sealed off passage is?
Kind of hard to tell. It echoes.
Echo.
So, what are you doing? Two of Jasper's men are eyeballing a pillar that's in the room, and they seem to be giving it a test. They're kind of shoving on it.
Yep.
And looks like they are able to rock it a little bit. And looks like it's just long enough where if they push it down, it may span the two red tiles.
Yes, wondering about something along those lines as well. But just how stable does the room look, though, in that if they remove a pillar, will it all come crumbling down?
Pillars aren't actually tied to the roof. They stop short of the roof, so they're not holding the roof up.
What's the point of them, then?
Decorative.
Well, if George is feeling better, we'll go over and lend them the hand.
George does seem to be feeling a bit better. Yes, and they're not able to accomplish it themselves. So between the four of you, you get it rocking back and forth. A good push, and George rides it down as it spans the two red tiles. When it smashes into the red tile on the other end, there is a reverberation that runs through the floors.
And yeah, you notice, think? Yeah,
and the water starts coming in faster. But now you have kind of basically a log across the two. So from the middle, you can leap on 6-foot jump to where Hundegard and Marlowe are, or you can check out the other side over here. But either way, there you go. You have a log.
It's big, it's heavy, it's wood.
Yes. Comes in pairs.
Yeah. It has a knob on the end.
No, that's a staff.
Yeah.
Oh, I forget my songs. So, go check out the other side.
You are not a Ren and Stimpy fan. That's
I was quoting Cratch. But,
yes.
Yes, I know you were, which is why I corrected you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyways.
Where is everyone now? Because it's pretty crowded there.
All right. So what's going on here? Jasper and his men are going to cross. And your companion's on the other side there, Gavin. Yes. Ook, ook.
I'll go over and join him if I can, and also have a look over here.
Jasper's two guys jump across easily and join you, Gavin, and Hunterguard over here. One of them takes a look at your leg as you're finishing bandaging up, and he offers you some medical wrap, digs out of his pocket.
Thank you.
I seem to have lost Jasper. Where'd he go?
Found the pin!
Let me see if Jasper cleared. Yes, he does.
What do I need to clear the jump?
What's your athletics rating?
2.
You're fine. You don't need to roll.
What do they actually see? Do they reveal anything when they stand on the pillar and can see into the room beyond?
So far the only one over there is George, who doesn't seem to be interested in looking through. No one else has joined George.
I'm joining George.
Okay. The wall has collapsed, and there's a maybe 4-inch gap at the top, and you can definitely tell that there is an opening past it. If you want to shine your light through.
Yep.
excuse me. Here, I'm going to just reveal it.
Pink.
Yeah, I'm going to stop doing the panning removing next time. I did a double, I did twice as much as I needed to this to say that. I put a layer on the GM layer, and then I hit it. Can you see that?
Yes.
You're actually looking down into this very large chamber. You're about 30 feet up, this has 6 columns in it. As you look down, you're able to see... Hold on a second, I guys in.
You're from the society.
Okay, can you see these guys I just dragged down?
2 of them, yep.
You see... 2 guys going in the far end of the chamber. There might have been more going in before them. You're just catching these 2 guys as they're going down. All right, so that's what you see.
Cool.
Oh, and you're seeing them because they're holding up lanterns illuminating themselves quite well. They didn't seem to notice your beam of light coming down from up top.
Is there any way of getting through this wall, or is it completely blocked off?
It seems to be. It's large chunks of stonework. It looks like actually not just the ceiling, but the mountain around it collapsed here as well. If you had the correct tools, maybe, but the small archaeological tool set you guys brought with you aren't going to do it. You're going to need some, like, pickaxes and some, you know, some more tools than you've got.
I have George.
Yes.
No. Okay. What have you guys found?
I don't know. What have we found? We have this other tunnel here.
All right.
am I still steady on my leg as well?
Yeah, you're fine. Like, it was only a level one. I mean, so it looks nastier than it is. Can you now see into that passage?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. You guys also have a bird's eye view of this chamber. And, the guys have already crossed. problem with this is, you're looking down from basically a slot, at the top, of the wall here, 30 feet down or so. You can squeeze through the slot, but you're getting preciously low on rope. So what do you do?
Wait, there's a 30 foot drop from here.
30 foot drop. Yep. Into this next room. The water is now up to about mid-calf.
Is it raining down into the six-pillar room? Or?
Not yet. It's not up that high. I mean, it's up to your calf, so it's not going through the slots yet.
Yeah, where they are, though.
No, it doesn't seem to be.
Okay.
How far is the rope going to get us that we have left?
Safe to say?
Dink, minus one. 10 feet, so you're going to have a 20-foot drop.
That is way too much.
Do they have any supplies with them? The other part, newly.
Jasper says, "Ah, Herr Doctor had most of our supplies with his men."
Right. I will say hello.
You call down.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You hear something moving around down in the darkness below. Your lantern can't illuminate the whole thing.
I can go back and release rope from further up.
Yeah, please do.
Yes.
You go and retrieve some rope, easy enough.
Yep.
Your athletics is two or better.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, don't worry about rolling then. It takes some time, but yeah, you eventually get the rope together.
And we go back, and let's shine our lights around and see if we can see the big nasty monster.
If we have enough rope to go down, then we can lower a lantern down to the floor.
Yes. Unfortunately, your lanterns basically only illuminate a couple of squares, so it's not a lot of light.
Meh, I'll go down.
But it's a clear area.
Yeah. Yep. I'll go down.
Okay, you lower a lantern first, or is someone illuminating you as you go down?
We lower down the lantern first.
Okay. All right. So beneath you, there's, you know, a few squares lit up, and then you start coming down. Is anyone giving you, it's 30 feet up, so the lantern light isn't enough for you to see well by. So is anyone lighting you?
Yeah,
down,
I can continue to light.
Okay. two shots ring out, and unfortunately, it looks like they're really miserable shots. Hundegard, you've gone native. So basically your white, gown type of a thing is pierced by bullets. Someone's shooting at you.
You mean this me, Marlowe?
Yes, sorry. Okay. Yes, Marlowe.
I go full military and just rappel down this as quick as I can.
Okay, no problem. You get to the bottom there. That was their surprise round.
Yep.
Okay, now you're still standing in a pool of light where everything else is dark.
Oh, that yes, might. I do realize this. I do know.
All right. What's everyone else's reaction to this? You guys, everybody hears the gunshots go off, and Marlowe just like suddenly just goes all special forces on him.
I assemble my rifle.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell what direction it came from?
Yeah, back this way somewhere.
Mr. Marshall, what can you see?
You basically can see one tile in front, side, and basically, you know, one tile radius around you is as best as you can see.
Yeah, I think we've got various lanterns with us. They're not doing much good.
There, can you see your aura now?
Mm.
Can you guys see that?
Yep.
Yes. Right.
That's as far as your light goes.
What lantern would I have?
Well, you brought battery-powered and oil, but earlier on someone had made the suggestion that you use just electrical because of the gas.
Okay. What I'm going to do then, and you can do it, is overcharge my lantern to make it extremely bright and throw it through the gap so it lights up the top half of where the pillars are.
Nice. Take a chip.
Woohoo. Which I'll need now because I'm in complete darkness. I can't see a thing. Hello, anyone?
Hello,
Oh, good. It's a good time to get rid of the German spy that we've been hanging around for 50.
Okay, can you guys see that now?
Yep. Okay. Ah, good.
Yeah. There's two guys lurking around at the top of the corridor. They've got pistols out. They're down embraced, and they were shooting at the big light source that Marlowe surrounded by. as you did have to pitch it down from 30 feet, they are not blinded by your light because they do see it coming. And let's see. Ah! And it does not break when it impacts the ground, so it's still, still lit.
Huzzahs!
Metapole engineering.
All right. Initiative time?
Well, you're really the only one that can... Well, no, I guess people could shoot. Sure. Go ahead and initiate.
All right. Fire. Damn. I spent... I'll see what their initiative is. I do not want to get shot again. Damn.
All right. It you're going to end up going on a 3.
Okay.
So you're the one that's down there and can be shot easily. What is your initiative, Marlo?
It's a 3. Does that mean I will spend a chip to get a 5?
What is your alertness?
It's a 5.
Okay, you'll still be before them if you want.
Quick question, Bert. Is there any reason I got moved backwards?
Backwards? No.
Okay.
You can put Miss Rackham wherever you want her to be at this point.
Oh, okay. So, I was just wondering because looks like she'd gotten moved back.
I think I just did it to make the place a little clearer. So no, put her wherever you want. So what is your initiative for Rackham?
For me?
Yes.
Ah, okay. Hang on. Let me roll.
Things are going on. Whether you choose to insert yourself in it or not doesn't matter, but this will tell you how well you can react to it.
So, 4.
4. Okay. And how does Gavin do?
4.
4. All right. And Hundegard?
0.
Okay. Still preoccupied with your leg going, what the hell was that?
A thing with tentacles and suckers.
Are you doing Waterford and Co. as separate or as one group?
I'm sorry?
Weatherford and Co.
Oh, I'm doing them all on the same initiative of 3.
Okay.
So what they're doing. So far, Jasper and his group, Waterford, they're not sure why people are shooting. Waterford pulls out an ancient service revolver and kind of pushes himself towards one of the openings, like he's going to jump in and give you a hand. The two guys behind them, not kind of just follow in, just kind of, they look like they're there to protect Jasper more than anything else. They don't have firearms though, so they're just kind of like, okay. The lady, finds cover. Angela finds some cover. She gets behind one of the pillars and, takes cover. She looks like she's protecting her samples. These two guys are going to try and, they're going to go auto and, try to turn Marlo into a bloody little stain. That all happens on a 3. Hundegard, you're technically a 0. What were you going to do?
I was getting my rifle ready and I was going.
Oh, yes. That would make sense. That would make sense why you're a 0. It takes a while for you to get it out and put it together.
Yeah, it's 3 pieces. And we've got exactly. Got to put it together and kept dry as well.
Oh, yeah. So it takes you a while to unpack and do all that fun stuff. As a matter of fact, I'm going to say it's going to take this round and next. okay, so Gavin and Rackham, you both go about the same time. What are you guys doing?
Okay, are any bullets, bullets look like they were coming towards us or just towards Mr.
No, they look like they're all shooting at Marlo since you guys are dark. They can't see you, but they can certainly see Marlo. Actually, Marlo, what are you doing? You and the guys are pretty much going to go at the same time. So.
I spend the chipping.
Oh, to get it to a 5. Yeah. Okay,
and I'm going to crouch down and make so that.
To make you a less of a target?
Yes.
Okay. And what's Gavin doing?
I'm just going to shut up. Stop shooting, man! We're British! The best British accent I could put on.
Okay. You're trying to do it like a command?
Like an affronted English officer would, you know, sort of the top British. You're shooting at us. How dare you, you scummy wee chap.
Okay. Sounds good. Marlo?
I get the hell out of the light. I go here.
Okay. So you go off into the darkness. Good enough. So yeah, there's a hail of gunfire that basically blows out the lantern that was where you were standing.
Poor Frederick.
Yep. And these guys step back so that they're no longer in the light that's still on the ground, too.
Yeah, I still have a halo around me, though.
I'll leave that.
And you always will. It's your halo of death.
Mm-hmm. And I draw my weapon.
Sure. Nah, no problem. So you hide yourself in the darkness, draw your weapon. The guys have stepped out. Well, actually, they won't have stepped out yet. I'm sorry. Other people's actions will go first. So Rackham, yes, you also take cover. And Gavin, give me an intimidation roll.
Ooh, sweet.
Oh, you have that?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Bad roll? Yeah, mediocre roll. The three.
A three. Okay. Move that. Something happens to that. Okay. And then they will get out of the light, so they're no longer in the light either. All right. So, they're doing something on their action. You can't see them, so I don't have to tell you. Ha!
Oh.
Well, what are Jasper and Co. doing?
Let's see. Actually, yeah, Jasper, he will have shot in the direction of the guy. So, I mean, he might get lucky. No, he didn't. Yeah, he looks all full of piss and vinegar that, you know, how dare you! This is my dig!
He doesn't recognize them?
No, he's actually shooting at them. Okay. Well, he doesn't have, well, you know, it's a long distance. So, you know, yeah. You guys couldn't even actually make out nationality or anything, just two figures.
Right.
They were wearing native clothes. You would have seen that with the light dropped. All right. Okay, so that's, so next turn, Jasper is, what is he is going to try and squeeze his considerable bulk, through the slot at the top and make his way down the rope. His guys are like, what the? And they start to try to talk him out of it. all right. Rackham, Gavin, what are you guys doing still? The gunshots, there was a flurry of bullets, in the last second. Now what?
I'm just gonna stay, keep my position and, crouch down and try to hear if they start shooting again.
Okay. I'm gonna say that you're crouched next to Angela and you hear her, basically muttering a prayer.
in what language?
Do you speak Latin?
Pardon?
Do you speak Latin?
Yes, I do.
Ah, okay. It is a prayer. It is a Catholic prayer.
Okay.
Aw, I'm almost going to feel bad about what I'm going to do to her. Such a shame.
All right, Gavin, what were you doing?
Considering that we're in the dark and the water's coming up.
Yep. the water has risen another several inches since this began.
Yeah. Well, there's other things I could do. I think the best thing to do now would be to get the hell away from where the border is.
Okay.
To join the others. Because that's a rather untenuous position, and I'm right beside where the water's rising in the pit.
Yes, you are.
Got this creature in it. So, yeah.
All right, and finally, what are you doing, Mr. Marlowe?
Murder in the dark? Go ahead.
Murder in the dark? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, sure. Why not? I will...
He has to pass through the light first.
Yeah, I will...
Yes, he does.
I will snatch up the light in advance.
Okay,
I will actually snatch up the light and chunk it up here.
Up there. Okay. Give me an athletics roll just to see how far you can jump.
Bam. Six.
I'll give you six. Okay. I'll give you 1, 2, 4, 5, 6. All right. So actually you'll get, I'll illuminate a little bit more for you.
Mm-hmm. So I can go up a little bit.
There. Can you see that section?
Yep.
All right. And then hopefully you can also see a little bare end of a token.
Yep.
Yeah. So what you catch is, the guy's feet as he's running that way.
Right.
Okay. That's basically your action. You've performed it. You can move forward more if you want.
Yeah, I will move up my max. What is my max?
What's your athletics?
6.
You can move 6 squares. I'm just doing it easy that way.
1, 2, 5, 6. Yep.
Okay, now notice that does put you in still within your own light range, so you're still fully illuminated there.
Yeah, but they were running, so.
Yep. Okay, so that was 5. The rest of you guys are... doing as you are. I think it's affecting this.
as I run away.
All right. Jasper is being foolhardy and is trying to get down the rope. And actually, he does squeeze his bulk down and he begins his descent. Yes. And yes, one of the guys was running. Unfortunately, one of the guys was also covering. Gunfire goes off.
I'm not scared.
Okay, so 3, what is your static defense?
3.
Okay, you're hit.
Okay, but my armor absorbs it.
Yep, 3 points of armor?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, your rocked back is several bullets from semi-automatic gunfire, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to leave bruises.
Yeah, but I'm going to get to kill someone for it, so that's all right.
Okay, and at the end of the round, Hundegard, you have your rifle together.
I'm going to start squeezing through after Jasper. I have contortion to make things easier.
Jasper's already gone down, so you're going to come in afterwards. You described yourself as being tall and slim, so you can get through without any problem. So that's going to be your action to get down there. Okay. On their action, you still can't see them, so you don't know what they're doing. Jasper is actually heading this way with his gun out, and he picks up, he picks up the lantern that was on the ground.
Oh, I thought they blew it up.
Oh, you're right, they did. They blew it up.
Well,
so, yeah.
He had his own, didn't he?
He couldn't have climbed down with the lantern, so yeah, he's still heading in this direction, though, with his gun out.
Oh, good for him.
He's screaming at the top of his lungs about tomb robbers. and his guys are going to try and get down this round as well, after him there. Okay. So everyone seems to be moving away. Underguard, Rackham, what are you guys doing? Not Underguard, Gavin, Rackham, what are you doing?
We can't all get down this round, so.
Well, you don't all go at the same time. It's, so the faster people will actually go through first, so. You're just anticipating that that's what they're wanting to do. Everyone's heading towards the slot.
Okay, boink.
Mr. Marshall?
Down.
Down.
Okay, both of you go down?
Yep.
All right. Come,
well,
come
no,
on,
I don't know about Sharon, but yeah.
Yeah, Miss Smith, come on.
Okay, she goes with.
And that's, Miss Smith, I'm assuming Miss Ellerby is, I'm calling to Miss Smith,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she comes. She comes.
Okay.
Doesn't want to be left alone. The water now is definitely, it's above your knee in that room. So soon it's actually going to be sloshing through these slots.
Yeah, down now.
Yeah.
All right, down you go. Yeah, so that all basically happens in order there. Marlo, what are you doing?
I am going to advance and club the guy who just shot me like a baby seal.
Okay, so you advance in the darkness.
Yeah, I will grab up the lantern and advance.
Okay, so I'm going to put a minus on you doing a couple of things there. You're advancing into darkness, get a lamp, but yeah, so you illuminate the area. Let me. Okay, can you see that area now?
Yep.
Yeah, there you go. So yeah, it shows two guys in front of you. Yeah, since they knew you were coming, they're basically both getting ready to shoot at you as you come around the corner. So what are you doing?
Yep.
They are native. They look frightened.
They should be. I'm going to advance and club one down like a baby seal.
Okay. And one's shooting at you at the same time. So versus, go ahead, roll yours and he'll roll his. Nothing. Zero.
I, on the other hand, have an 9.
Wow. Are you trying to kill him?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Then you just beat him down like the sack of potatoes he is.
Yep.
Something else of interest as you come into this room. You see there's two dead people in this room. One was obviously shot. And one is pierced by a very old looking spear. And he's basically, he's impaled onto the back wall over here.
Interesting. All right.
Yep, that'll happen.
Yep. Such is life.
All right, so that happens at 5. Everyone else climbs down. Underguard, you get down last simply because you're finishing the last ratchetings of your gun. So everyone's down on the bottom floor now. People have lanterns, so now we can see further in.
And we have others.
Yeah.
I know that there were two others going down that cell. But no, I haven't said that to anyone else, I don't think.
Okay, so let me just describe what people see at this point now that there's light everywhere. Into this room here, as you would know from you're now into parts of the tomb that your map shows you, right? This is the, sarcophagus room. Actually, it's the one that's labeled as a fake on your list.
No, it's the true tomb is the one.
Yep, they're in the true tomb. Okay, this is the true tomb.
The false tomb is where the guy got speared.
Yeah, okay. One guy is, he's got, essentially it's a Tommy gun. And he's covering, the other guy, which is the hair doctor, who is apparently rifling through what's in the sarcophagus. And he has just pulled out, an object.
Wait, aren't they in the 6-pillar room and the true tomb is steps below?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Which has just been revealed to us.
Yes.
Ah, they had lights. Okay.
Yep. So that's what you see there. Marlo, I've described what you see.
Yep.
All right. So the slowest people go first. Okay. First of all, Jasper is incensed. He yells out, claim jumpers, tomb robbers, I'll not have this. And he opens fire. The poor sod with the full automatic weapon, who is basically just going to burst fire the entire area here. The guy robbing the tomb is going to, he's gotten what he wants, and he is moving, or he's, it looks like he is getting ready to jet in that direction. That's what they're doing.
We know from the map there's no way out, but on the map there's no way out. That's all we know.
Yeah. They obviously had access to it somewhere.
They didn't set off the trap. Anyway, right, who's next?
That would be Hundegard. What were you doing? Actually, I should have asked you first.
I'm going to fire a tight shot. So very little spread, fine beam at guy with Tommy gun.
Okay. And he is basically blocking the entrance there. So you're going to have to go through him to get to Hair Doctor. All right. Fair enough. So that Rackham and, Gavin, what are you guys doing?
I'm going to move, a little way up the wall and against the wall. Not quite touching it, but okay, sort of out of the line, direct line of fire.
Yes, you can't see him, so he can't see you or shoot you. That's what you're going for. That's what you can do.
Yes.
That's pretty much what I was going to do up on this side, and I note that there's a passage there. Actually, I don't know. That might be like 30 feet up or something. I have no idea.
Jasper's men are going to try and tackle Jasper to get him out of the line of the guy with automatic weapon fire.
Isn't Jasper's an old colonel or something?
Yes, he seems to have that about him. The girl is, let's see, what's she doing? She is scribbling furiously on her notepad, as this room is also filled, with all kinds of glyphs and, a story on the walls and ceilings.
She's kind of... They're being shot at now.
Okay, Marlo, what are you doing? The guy in front of you is, once again, he's trying to unload onto you. His friend is already taken out.
Yes, I am planning on clubbing him and then moving down.
All right, let's go ahead and resolve that then. He is going to, he ends up getting a 3.
Right. Bam, I end up only getting a 5, so which 7 with weapons damage.
Yeah, no problem. You club him down. Both of these guys appear to be natives. They're kind of scrawny. They've got German made pistols on them. You're familiar with the particular maker marks you see on the barrel.
Excellent. Well, then after these two guys are clubbed, I advance back down.
All right. So it will take you a bit to go down. Your action was to fight. So
okay.
Yep. Okay. So that's So Gavin, what were you doing?
Moving up the side of the wall, possibly over the side near where there is something.
Okay. I don't Sounds know good. All right, I'm going to give the guys men a chance to get Jasper out of the way. Hey, actually, they do. So they both tackle Jasper and take him out of the corridor as this guy opens up. He's basically just blanketing the three squares in front of them there with a bullet fire to keep everybody back. And boss heads off into a place you can't see. You guys are all well out of range of, you're in the dark. Well, who has lanterns?
I do.
I've got a torch.
Okay.
I do.
But you are out of his arc of fire. So basically the bullets are just coming right down the middle of the corridor. Actually, there is a chance since Marlo's
Hundegard!
Yeah. Hundegard could get shot. Let's find out. Hundegard, you were shooting as well, right?
Yes, I was going.
All right. Well, let's dice off. Let's see if, what happens here. Go ahead. Give me your shot.
Okay. That's a 3 5 I'm gonna spend, depending on what he gets.
You got a 5. You would shoot each other.
I will spend. I am going to spend on, gonna go with dangerous discoveries first. The first time horrible things have occurred in the tome.
Are you gonna use that as a reroll or
plus
as a +2?
Get me
then I will spend a chip to basically negate that.
Okay, I will spend another chip.
Mm-hmm. And what are you gonna tap for this?
With zeal and fury.
Zeal and fury. I will spend yet another chip to counter that. I have a budget I can't go over. You will have more chips than me, but
I am spend my third because I don't want to get shot now already. Lost box.
Remember that there are aspects on the scene you might want to use, like for example, if there are a lot of shadows in this room.
I will take that. I'll let you tap a scene aspect and say that you're harder to hit because you're standing in shadow. That would be fine.
Okay. If you want to tap that.
Okay. So you're the first one to tap it, so you get it for free. You don't have to spend a chip. From here on, anyone else tapping that has to spend a chip. Okay. And he's done spending. So you have a what?
I have
7.
2 above then.
You have a 7 and he has a 5. Okay. What kind of damage does your gun do?
It's a laser, so it's 3.
So, okay.
If he's not out, then I'm spending.
He's not out.
then I am spending.
Okay, what are you spending?
Is there another aspect of the room, the fact that he's in a narrow space?
How would that help you?
Narrow space. He's got no room to actually...
Well, no, he can, actually. If you look where he is, he could go to either the right or the left, so that's not going to work.
He's illuminated behind.
He's not, in fact. The illumination's coming from you guys.
Okay, fair enough. In which case, I'll have to spend...
In that case, he's staring into the light.
You can do that. Yeah, you can say that. Staring into the light, I'll give you that. Okay, so that's going
to
put you at...
two
more. Okay, that's still not going to put him out, although that's going to grievously... hurt him. You got anything else you want to spend, or do you want to leave it there?
Yeah, because I want to bring down the doctor. Well, has someone be able to chase after the doctor?
Obviously, I don't know if you know or not. As in, I don't know if we would know or not, but if it was just 1 point needed, if you just need 1 point, you just throw a chip on 1 point.
It is down. This is a descriptive game. So yeah, he's just about out. One more, we'll put him over.
Okay, yeah, I just...
One spend more chip. One. Okay, how do you take him out? How does your laser work?
Well, as I said, it's a fine laser beam, and he's got his Tommy gun, and he's about to fire. It's actually going to hit the magazine on the Tommy gun.
Oh, my God. Everybody dies. Good.
No, that explodes in his face, and we have a length of corridor.
Wow. Okay.
All right, yeah.
For just a murderer.
Yeah, so you went for death then, I would guess, by that description.
Well, yeah, I can't really take him out with a freaking laser very easily.
Yes, okay. Well, there you go.
Descriptive game!
Yes, it hits something on the other side of the tomb, which causes a small section of... it's called the sarcophagus to topple over and flatten him. There we go. Happy?
That was at initiative zero. So at the beginning of the new round, what happens is the ceilings start to crack and water starts to cascade and pour down now. Where it was a rising trickle before, it is a flood now. It's basically the floor was dry where you guys are, and now it's just coming through the slots. The ceiling has cracked. More is raining down on you this way. And disconcertingly, some of you see ripples in the water of movement.
I just don't know what to do.
All right, yeah. So with that description, starting at the bottom again, my guy who is hidden is doing something. Jasper is yelling at his guys, I could have taken him! Yes, sir, of course you could, sir. Angela continues to furiously write down what she's seeing as what she is copying is cracking above her, being lost for the ages.
I take as many pictures as I can, but not trying to really, take particularly art shots.
Okay, yeah, you're hurrying and trying to... Actually, yeah, that's under duress, so when your turn comes up, I want you to actually make a roll for that. We'll see how well you come out. Hunter Guard, you're chasing after him. That's basically your action, right? You're going to come down through and run after him?
Yeah, I guess so. Shouting out, grab the artifacts!
What's your athletics?
Four.
Yeah, so where you are is about as far as you can get. You can leave yourself for there now, but you won't actually do this until the end of the round. Marlo, you're at the end of the corridor, ceilings collapsing around you. Yeah, there's a flood of water.
I am going to run as fast as I can, and I will push myself to the limit for this.
In which direction are you going?
I'm going to go down where the huge burst of magazine fire I heard.
Okay. Okay. If you're taking your full action, I'll let you double your athletics for movement.
Okay. I do have the speciality running on athletics. So can I burn that for this thing?
Well, that's what I was expecting for doubling your athletics. But I'll tell you what. Make a roll. Make a roll. Okay. Athletics roll with a specialty with running. What do you get?
A nine.
Let's see. I will do 2, 4, 6, 8. Okay. So what is your athletics?
Six.
It's a six.
Eight with my speciality running.
Okay. I'll give you, you can go 14.
Right.
However that will take you. I'll figure out a more realistic thing later, but for now.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're close.
Yeah, what's over here? And I have a lantern that I'm carrying.
Okay, very good.
I still have two more.
Right now, keep in mind that this is a full out run, full action.
Oh, yeah, I am just sprinting. Doom, 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 doom.
All right, since this is the end of your turn, let me do something real quick. Or the beginning of the turn, this is your action, and okay, fine. What you see is the doctor has some kind of electronic gizmo in his hand. It's lit up. It's making a spark of electricity, and in front of him, there is a patch of brilliance that is opening up in the wall.
Son of a witch!
Is it yellow or blue?
It's like bright white. It's just a brilliant light. It's only as big as like it's not like full human size. It's about it's a couple of feet square. All right, that's on a 5. So on a 4, Rackham and Gavin, what were you doing? Actually, let me check something real quick. Rackham and Gavin. Okay, what are you doing?
I don't like those rules. I'm going to be nice and spend a turn looking around, going, I have eidetic memory. Bing, 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 bing.
All right.
You're
doing it under duress, so give me a stressful situation.
If it's a scholarship role, do I need to bother seriously?
No, not a scholarship role. You're trying to keep your crap together as stuff is falling on you, is what I'm going for.
Oh, discipline or endurance?
Discipline makes perfect sense. Yep. Make a discipline at -2, and if you make it, no problem.
Wow.
-2. Right.
-2. Yep. Nope. What's your total?
Currently a -1. I have a discipline of 2, so.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're still doing what you're doing, but you're kind of rattling while you're doing it.
And spending a chip because screw that. I'm a disciplined man, so.
Yes, perfect.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Stand stock still as ceiling mortar and large, ton stones just fall around you and you don't move an inch.
That is such a perfect aspect.
And Rackham, what are you doing? Is Rackham still with us?
She was photographing stuff.
Yes, I was photographing things.
That's fine.
Okay, same deal. I mean, there are, life-threatening, turn you into a smudged, large pieces of stone falling from the ceiling. You don't feel safe in one place. Give me a discipline roll.
Okay. And what do I need if I don't have discipline?
Everyone has every skill. You just have it at a 0.
Okay.
And you're at a -2 then, so.
Yep. So whatever you roll, -2.
Okay.
Don't roll negatives.
And I am going to, I'm going to spend
Well, first of all, before you decide to spend, so your total is going to be a -3, which means you're taking.
No. It's a minus. You told me it was -2.
Yes. And you rolled a -1.
No, I took off the -2.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. Well, then actually, that's not too bad. You're not, I'll describe it first and you can decide whether you want to spend the chips, okay? You're not as brazenly standing still as your friend Gavin. You're having to duck around pieces that are near misses, but you're still snapping off photographs. They're probably not going to be anywhere near your best work, but you're still, able to do this. You can decide whether or not you want to make the chip spend at that point.
No, I don't want to spend the chip at that point. And at what time do I see, Mr. Marlowe whiz past me?
Oh, he's already whizzed past you.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you want to do something when he went by?
No, it's after he goes by, I'm going to, basically go, all right, Marlowe's running away, stop taking photos, and I'm going to say, LRB, come, Jane, come, and run after him.
Okay. All right. So you're going to run after. Sure. Good enough. Let me see here. Okay. Oop. Wrong about. Okay. She's fine. Okay. Yeah. They come on after you. Let's see how the rest of the guys are doing. Bodyguard 1. Bodyguard 2. Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah. okay. all right. So here's what people see in this flickering light that's going on. Nothing is really well illuminated. So you've got alternating bright and then dark. And it's really, it's almost like a slip screen where, you see something for a moment and then a few seconds go by and you get another image. So you see Jasper taking off after everyone else who's ran through this way. You see one of his men follow him. And then in one moment, you see the last guy trailing behind him. The next moment, he's gone. And, let's see, Hunderguard. Let's see how you fare. Mm-hmm. Actually, no, the other guy goes first. Okay, so this guy that was playing with the gizmo over here. He takes the package, that he, pulled from the sarcophagus and throws it through the white. And it's gone. That's his action.
Mm-hmm.
And now Hunderguard, blink. All right, Hunderguard, you run through the corridor. Marlowe just track runs through right by you, and you're close on his heels, and you can see into this room now too. This guy is just, actually, he would have finished that before he got in the room, so you don't know what he did. You just see him turning around to face Marlo. Okay, next round. See, that, what are you doing, Mr. Hunnigard?
Last round, as I moved, I shouted to Abdelitz before as I was running, so, now I am going to, can I see round Marlo?
Yes, you can. It's a wide corridor, you can go two abreast.
I'm gonna put a, narrow beam shot through the doctor's leg.
Okay, so, okay, you're gonna try and take him alive. Sounds good. On three, he is going to, draw a pistol and declare a soliloquy.
Well, Friedrich shall be inserted at this point.
Jasper is running in, waving his gun. He's actually going to take a shot at the guy, yelling out, "Cad thief!" Gavin and Rackham, what are you guys doing?
Okay, well, I'm following here and looking for Marlo. Where is he?
You see Marlo just at the edge of this hallway, about to enter another room.
Okay, as I said, I'm following him and dragging Miss Ellerby with me, and I don't know, and I'm...
No,
Miss Smith,
don't
come on! Miss Smith, come! Come on!
Okay, yeah, she comes.
You'll have to move her.
Yeah. I moved the pillar! There we go. Alright, yeah, she's coming. She has given up her scribblings and has got her hand over her head, has tried to duck the falling brickwork as she's running towards you. What are you doing, Gavin?
Pretty much anything I can do at the moment is just follow them all in. We're all going to die together.
Okay. The water is now up to just around your knee level.
Frederick!
I'm assuming Frederick's been perched on your shoulder or something the whole time, or he's floating on something nearby.
He's a Great Dane! Right. He's huge!
And what is your action?
I'm going to let him do his soliloquy, and then I'm going to club him back.
All right, so you're going to let him act first before you act.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. And so,
I mean,
okay. So Gavin and Rackham, you're doing what? So you came into the chamber. Marlo is stopped in the entranceway. So yeah, you come up behind him and he's stopped.
I don't know why you were following.
Yeah, neither do I. I don't know. I'll look over here. We may end up illuminating over here, well, just because we can. I don't think there's anything that's going to help us, but never mind. We're going to stick together as PCs. That's the point.
Yeah,
okay. Oh, wait. I forgot to do something. Marlo. Well, I'll do you later since you're holding your action. So Gavin.
You.
Ooh.
Okay. That's not good.
Miss Rackham.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Take your choice.
Something has wrapped around your left ankle and is pulling with a great deal of force, trying to drag you down into the water. Do you have a might rating?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, roll 4D fudge.
And that's a minus one.
Ah, they also have a minus one. You're able to keep your footing. It hurts as something, it feels like razor wire on your leg tearing into your flesh, but you're able to keep your footing. So it hasn't pulled you down, but it's still wrapped around your ankle. And you can't see what it is because the light and the dark keep flickering. You can't make it out. You just know it hurts. It hurts a lot and you're bleeding.
Marshall, help! Help!
All right. And, okay, on his turn, the guy here in the corner that you've been chasing around, is brandishing a pistol at you, and he yells out in a firm, authoritative voice, "For the Reich and for the Schutzwall!" And he kind of grinds his teeth together as he shoots at you, Marlo.
Oh, good. Okay.
Oh, okay. None of us thought he was going to do that. So.
No, I look at him calmly as I take another bullet to the chest and shrug.
Okay, so you're just going to stand there?
No, I'll dodge around, but...
Okay. Yeah. All right, we'll take your full... you get a full dodge then, so...
Well, no, I'm not going to do my full dodge. I was going to let him...
You're just going to take your basic defense.
Yeah, then. Okay, yeah. Fair enough. I was going to see what he said and then beat him down.
All right, your athletics is what?
Six.
So three, it's going to hit you.
Yep.
So three and take a buck. Can you take a box six?
Nope.
Well, I'm sorry. You have armor. So, yep, it's going to hit you. It's going to hit you by three and he's going to do three more six. So you've got a box three.
Yeah.
Okay. Just mark off box three.
Yeah.
It's right. A good shot. It would have gone right through your heart.
Yep.
And then he falls over to the side after he shot you.
Regretful. All right. Way out. I look for a way out.
What is the electronic device?
Okay. Yeah, you don't really see, you know, you're looking at a stark, okay. Cavern wall. There's really not a, you don't see, the device that he was working on is, kind of laying in the water near him.
Yeah. Gavin, grab the device! Get us out of here!
Hey, next round. I can't do anything until next
right,
round.
There are no standing enemies, so we're going out of combat right now. I'm just going to do a quick round of. We'll start with Marlo.
There is enemies currently, well, not standing, but under the water and grabbing hold of Rackham.
Yeah. Yes. But we'll do that outside of combat. Okay. So let me just check something real quick. Marlo, the NPCs, Miss Rackham. Already got. Did she get another? Nope. Hundegard, Gavin. Okay. All right. So the water is, going up near waist level now. It's coming down fast. Miss Rackham, you're still struggling with something attached to your leg. It's underwater though, so you can't see it. The water is brackish. The light just kind of, it glares off the surface, so you can't see below the water. All you know is you're in pain and something is chewing into your leg. What are you guys doing? The rest of you guys are, there's water falling from the ceilings now.
Yeah, I will duck my head below the water and take out my knife and stab whatever's attacking her.
Okay. I pass Marlo my torch so he can use it underwater. It's not that technically it's waterproof, but what the hell.
Well, I have one.
You have a waterproof? Okay, fine. You use your torch.
Okay.
I'll go get the device.
Yeah, it's some kind of eel, where its skin is just razor sharp. It's wrapped itself around her leg and it's trying to basically pull her under.
Stabby, stab.
Yeah. It's not got any much in the way of hit points, so yeah.
Yep.
No problem. Not that it matters at this point, but you would be taking a box one there, Miss Rackham, as you're just bleeding into the water. You do notice, however, that her blood seems to be attracting more of these things as you're looking underwater.
Okay, I will pick her up and take her out of the water.
Okay. Meanwhile, your dog is whining at you as it's floating by on a piece of statuary.
I Miss Rackham better than.
No, he's still nearby, but
good.
There's on a piece of statuary floating nearby. During all this commotion, your ape also, since the water would be over his head at this point, is also attached to a piece of statuary. He's paddling it like it's a canoe.
George, yeah, good one, George.
All right, so you're in grave danger of being drowned to death. What's going to go on?
I'm looking at the device. Can I?
All right. Sure. It's waterlogged, but it looks like it's still functional. The case is very sound. It looks like it was made to be, if not watertight, at least water resistant. So it looks like it could still work, but it's out of power.
I throw you my rifle. Use the battery in that.
All right. That's fine. Give me a discipline roll. Okay. You're definitely, you're under the gun here. Water's coming up. There's stuff in the water.
minus two again or normal?
No, normal. Normal. Just normal discipline roll.
Recover any lost other artifacts.
Yes, that's my main focus, and I'm passing them to the goon and,
No problem. You're able, it's going to take you a few minutes to get it all together. The sarcophagus.
Sonic has two, time shift two on it.
Ah, okay. It won't take you that long then. But everyone is kind of, Jasper and the rest of his guys are basically standing on the sarcophagus now because it's the only thing in the room that is still above water.
Yeah, we can swim out. I'm not too worried, to be honest.
Okay.
Jameis,
you can do this quickly, but you're going to need some place to, you can't do this while you're standing now almost chest deep in water. So where are you? You're going to move to the sarcophagus or what are you doing? it's different. You can't really take it apart and put in the battery when you're in this kind of circumstance.
Give us to move to the sarcophagus then.
Okay. All right. A minute or two passes. The water is up to basically the top base of the sarcophagus. Now you guys can actually see, they're just writhing under the water. The bodies are slightly luminescent now. They've caught the scent of blood and they look like they're in a feeding frenzy. It's a form of eel, none of you've really seen before. You get your battery in the device and what do you do?
Switch it on. What the hell to do?
Okay, switch it on. There's a piercing hum in the air. You guys smell ozone. There's a static discharge. And, basically, 2-foot by 2-foot square of brilliant light opens up a few feet in front of the device. Hundergard, is your battery anything special?
it's basically, it's enough to power the laser rifle, which is, apparently.
How many points have you put into your rifle?
It's got a fate point.
A fate point. The square is 4 foot by 4 foot square. It's just brilliant light. You can't see anything through it. It's just, it's like staring into the sun.
Anyone know what this thing does?
Seemed to be a portal device.
You finished?
I'll jump through. Well, no, I'll have to put down Miss Rackham, and then fuck it, I'll jump through.
All right,
come through with me. I don't care.
All right.
Gavin, Miss Rackham, leap toward the bright, brilliant square, and they seem to pass through it, but not through the other side, or maybe they were vaporized. It's hard to tell. And what's the dog's name?
Frederick.
Frederick hops after.
Frederick.
Hey, LSV does as well.
Come back, LSV. Yes, LSV does as well. Yes, she runs after her. Okay. Well, what do the rest of you guys do?
Grab a last couple of relics and dive on through.
Okay. All right. If you're going to spend some time rooting around inside,
well, that was kind of what I was meant to be
while
doing
you're doing in the background. Okay. There is. Okay.
Yep.
There is basically there's mummified remains inside the tomb. It's shrunken. The form is, you've got enough scholarship. It's definitely male by the pelvis. It's old, but it's well preserved. There's a couple of, what are those things called? Amphores? The clay,
Amphoras?
Amphoras, yeah. Yeah. So there's like 4 amphoras in there, but there doesn't appear to be anything else, unless you want to spend the time to search.
Well, I'll search while everyone else dies through the portal.
That's fine. And give me a second. Blip. Okay. all right. You don't have to, I'm not going to make you roll. There is some jewelry just beneath the wrappings on the mummified form. You can tell by the lumps, like around the finger and around the throat. If you wish to cut into the wrapping and remove them, you can.
Or just take the mummy.
You want to, it's not that tall. It's, just barely 5 feet tall.
Yeah.
You do know that, you'll likely ruin it, but,
Yes. Well, it's going to be destroyed by damage.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's the last one through?
Oh, it's going to be me, I suspect, because I got the device.
Do you carry it through, or do you lay it somewhere before you go through?
I'm going to carry it through.
Okay.
It's more fun that way. It's more fun that way.
All right. Give me...
I don't think we don't have danger... Well, I don't have danger sense, so...
let's see. Give me a conviction roll.
Ooh. Dum-dum-dum-dum. Straight up. I know I have that. There we go. Oh, I never put a thing on it.
7. Oh, wow. Okay, no problem. The rest
Conviction
of you do...
is what I do, man.
The rest of you don't have the sensation. I'll describe what happens to you later. But what happens to Gavin is you leap through with the device. You feel like you're being torn apart. There is resistance in your hands. The device doesn't like being pulled through the light, and it's resisting. And it's wanting to pull. Part of you is being pulled into the light, and part of you is being left behind with the box. Your conviction is such that you're able to hold yourself together, though. Otherwise, you feel like you're being scattered or dispersed into a bunch of little pieces. You're able to hold together, you know, the parts of your ego that make you who you are, and you pop out at the other end. Okay. What all the rest of you see, and what Gavin sees a moment later, is you are in the middle. You are in the middle of the desert. It is cold. It's freezing. You guys are wet. You're definitely in danger of hypothermia. You don't know where you are. All you see is endless sand before you, behind you, to the sides of you. And we're going to end it there.
Okay. End of the session or end of the season?
No, that's the end of the session. The season. Okay. I figure 2 more sessions will end our season.
Okay. I was just checking because I know it is coming up. So.
Okay. Yes. So we are going to. It's 2 more. Okay.
Yeah, I figured it would take 3, and this actually paced about as fast as I expected it would. So. All right.
There we go. Huzzahs.
Yes. Okay, let's stop the recording.
It's wet. We'll be right back.
Music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. We have several ways that you can comment on our show. You can send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, BLUMAGIK.com. Leave us feedback on iTunes or visit obsidianportal.com and do a search for our title and find our campaign blog and more information about the show.
And you should check your email. I sent you those figures from Tuesday.
Ah, good, thanks.
What is that?
What?
Hanging next to your calendar.
It's a trilobite.
A what?
Trilobite. They lived all over the Earth 290 million years ago. You got a problem with that?
No, I don't have a problem with that. What's the thing next to it?
That's a Celtic emblem. Next to that is a bust of Shakespeare. Down below that, some runes. Across the way on the other side, there's a dragon head. There's, Egyptian scarab. A couple of different things.
Yeah, skull, Celtic cross, yin and yang. Where'd you get these? What are they?
They're solid symbols.
Solid symbols. Well, I get the solid part. Yeah, the little miniature sculptures. But where'd you get them?
Bought them online, www.solidsymbols.com.
Why do they all look like they're 1,000 years old or something, or like some archaeologist dug them up?
I don't know. I guess it's because they represent really, really old ideas.
Old ideas?
Yeah. Ideas that were around a long time before you, me, this company, and are going to be around a long time after. And besides, that's the style he chose.
He? Who he?
The artist. One guy. One guy makes all these.
Right here in the U.S. And you can afford to buy art from an American artist?
Dude, they're 10 bucks a piece. You spent more than that on lunch.
No kidding.
Yeah, no kidding. Louise's got a couple, too. And I got some hanging at home.
So what are they for?
What do you mean, what are they for? They give me something else to look at besides spreadsheets. They remind me to think about things that are old and important.
Yeah, well, you know, when most people want to put something up in their cubicle, they usually put up a postcard or a cartoon strip.
Yeah, well, there's a big difference about the art in this cubicle.
Yeah, what's that?
It's interesting enough for somebody to be standing here talking to me about the art in this cubicle. And you can put that dragon head right back where you found it, thank you.
Oh, sorry. It just fits so nicely in my hand.
Yeah, well, toddle back off to your desk. www.solidsymbols.com.
Subtle hint. Was that a subtle hint?
You're brilliant.
You're weird.
Thank you very much.